The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Just as we were beginning to feel bad about Cy and Elmer losing all their money and their nice office, and the fact that they have no detecting work in sight, we find out that these two lovable old boys don't need our sympathy. For over 20 years, they had whittled in front of Steve's general store, and they have just naturally gone back to their whittling again. As we discover the mail order and jobless detectives, they are having one of their heated but friendly arguments. Their little dog, newly named Calcimine, is sleeping under, or perhaps it's in, Steve's candy case.
Well, if he ain't, you ain't.
We ain't talking about whether I ain't or not, Elmer.
Well, you said the dog was, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, now, didn't you?
Yes, of course I said the dog wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he ain't.
Well, now, Mr. Silas Q. Perkins, how do you know he ain't?
Because he ain't what it says there in the dictionary.
Well, I ain't so certain that he ain't. Now, let's look at it again. Come on.
Well, there it is, right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, here it is. A detective is one who is skilled in or fitted for detecting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if Cass Mine don't fill that bill, well, I don't know who does.
He never studied to be a detective like you and me, Elmer. And you know that a dog can't never learn out of a book, like we done.
He knows plenty without studying no books, that dog does. Yes, sir. That dog is a regular detective from now on. I'm going to get a letter right off to their Sneak and Snoop Detective School and get a diploma and a badge for him.
Why, Elmer, you know that that correspondence school won't send no badge and diploma for a dog.
Didn't they say that anybody that could prove they were smart at catching crooks could be a good detective?
Yeah, but this dog never caught no crook.
Did so. Caught that rat that was stealing Steve's cheese out of here, didn't he?
Heck.
Yeah. Now, if a thief ain't a crook, don't know what it is.
Well, boys, I'm glad to see you're still fighting. I was afraid that you might make up and fall asleep while I was out to lunch.
Me and Cy never falls asleep on the job, Steve. No, sir. Guess ain't no better detective no place, Nuss.
It don't look much like we're gonna do more detecting, though. Without no money or office or nothing.
Guess you're right there, Cy. We ain't doing so good.
Just what I want to see you about. I got some news that ought to interest you.
Yeah?
Yes, that is, if you're still in the detecting business.
Certainly we're still in the detecting business.
I thought maybe you were going to let the dog, Calcimine, do all the work for you now.
Now, look here, Steve, that ain't nothing to joke about. Me and Cy is detectives. First, last, and all the time.
And ain't never been none better neither by cricket.
No, sir, the Snoop and Sneak Detective Agency. That's us. Elmer Peabody and Silas Q. Perkins is open for business right now.
Then, if you're a mind to take a good interesting case right quick, I reckon I've got one for you.
Yes, sir. Now you're talking right in a rain barrel. Yes, sir. What kind of a case is you got for us, Steve?
Oh, I hope it ain't awful dangerous.
Old good cases is dangerous, Cy.
Well, if you take this case and stick to it till it's all cleared up, I got a notion you'll find it the most exciting and dangerous case that you ever got mixed up in.
Now you're hanging it right on our clothesline, ain't you, Si, huh?
I'm afraid maybe I won't be able to work on this case.
What's the reason you won't?
Well, you know it. My misery's been bothering me awful bad lately.
Yeah, misery ain't got nothing to do with it. You and me is going to take this case, Si Perkins. That is, if it's dangerous enough for us.
Well, Elmer, if it's action you're looking for, I've got a large idea this case will fill the bill. With maybe a little left over.
We'll take a see. What's it all about? Come on.
Oh, now, take it easy, Elmer. We can't rush into a case like this. We got to look it over first and see if it's the kind of a case we want.
My goodness, we ain't had a good case in so darn long. This ain't no time to be choosy, Si. We're working on the case right now, Steve. Yes, sir. It's all there is to it.
All right, Elmer. Now I'll tell you what I know about it. And when the sheriff comes, he can give you the rest of the story.
See, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that darn sheriff going to be mixed up in this case?
Yes, that is, the sheriff ran into the case. But he's going to give it to you boys.
Mm-hmm.
And the less he has to do with it, the better he'll like it.
Yes, and he'll like it fine, because me and Si's running it. We won't let him get near it.
Of course, me and Elmer always lets the sheriff arrest the fellas we catch and keep him in his jail first.
Yes, we ain't stingy though, you know, Steve, but a couple of regular detectives like us just can't have no plain, ordinary sheriff butting in on smart work on our cases.
Now, if you're all through, Elmer, telling me how good you are, I'll give you the story. Then you can start laying your plan.
All right, we won't say nothing more. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, to begin at the beginning. I reckon you boys know that I own that big old house out on the river, right there at the head of the toll bridge.
Yes, yeah, we know that, but there ain't been nobody living here for a long time, has there?
That's just the point, Elmer. There hasn't been anybody living there for a long time, but the rural mail carrier has been taking mail out there every day just the same, because he didn't know the folks had moved out.
Well, why didn't he stop taking the mail there when nobody took it out of the box?
That's why it's a case for you boys. Now, nobody lives there, but the mail is taken out of the box every day.
Mm-hmm. How'd you find out about all this?
I'll find out about what?
About this crooked business going on.
Ain't nothing crooked about folks taking their mail out of the box.
Si, if they don't live there no more, it's mighty crooked for them to be having their mail coming there.
No, you hit it, Elmer.
Bitchy.
And if you are that good on all of your cases, I guess you're a mighty good detective.
Oh, shucks. It ain't nothing, Steve. I guess I'm just like that. Now, what's the matter? Can't get that darn finger to snap. There she is. Yes, sir. I guess I'm just like that.
That ain't nothing, Elmer. I can do it with both hands.
Yes, yes. If my bones was as darn old and creaky as yours, Si Perkins, I could snap my toes.
Say, for the love of all, get out. Isn't there anything in the world a man can talk about without starting a battle between you two? Now listen. Listen to this story.
We ain't said a word, Steve. Go ahead.
I was talking to the postmaster this morning, and he was telling me he never saw as many packages as those folks out at my house get.
Mm-hmm.
When I told him nobody had lived there in a year, he got to wondering about it.
But my goodness, there must be somebody living there.
Yes, I guess there is now, but I didn't know anything about it. The folks I rented the house to had moved out a year ago, and I thought it was empty.
Oh, and my goodness, this ain't no case for us, Steve. You got some tramps you kept in your house. All you got to do is to have Sheriff put him out of there, that's all.
Yeah, me and Elmer wouldn't bother to stretch our detecting out for just a plain tramp case.
No, sirree. We got to have desperate criminals, Steve. We're going to take case.
I'm sure you got all you can handle for excitement right here, Elmer, and maybe more, too. You see, when the postmaster and I told the sheriff about this thing, he figured there was crooked work going on out there, as the mail is always packages. No letters or any other kind of mail. Always packages, and always of about the same size.
Mm-hmm. How big was them packages?
Oh, they were small enough to go in the mailbox easy-like, About the size of a box of matches, I guess.
Yeah, reckon there's something funny about it already, Dick. Well, me and Si will take case.
Wait a minute, Elmer. We don't want to rush into something we don't know nothing about.
Si Priggin, detecting's our business. We need the business.
Well, here comes the sheriff now. He can tell you more about it than I can.
Well, boys, I suppose by this time you got it all settled. Do you want to go out on this case, or would you rather stay here and whittle and let the dog do all your detecting by catching rats for you?
Oh, now, Sheriff, that ain't no way to talk.
Ooh, then talk anyway, like, Si. Whenever a case gets too dangerous for him to handle, he comes to get us. So I guess this must be a right smart case.
You had better tell the boys what you got in mind, Sheriff. I just gave them a little idea of it.
Well, all right. Here's the facts, boys. And you make of them what you like. Now, Steve here says that as far as he knows, his big place out on the river has been vacant over a year. At any rate, that's when the folks that was renting it from him settled with him, turned over the keys, and moved out. But there's been mail going out there all the time. And the mail carrier always finds the box empty. So, of course, he thought nothing of it.
I don't guess he would.
What was in them packages?
Oh, mail, I suppose.
Well, there was marked garden seeds. But nobody could plant that many seeds in the whole of Pumpkin County. There's been a package go out there every week for a year. Most all is on a Monday.
Yeah, what's me and Elmer supposed to do about it?
Well, I'd be willing to bet that all I got that there's something being smuggled in them packages. And it's something mighty valuable.
How are we going to find out what it is?
My goodness, all we got to do is to open the next package that the postmaster gets for that house and see what's in it.
That isn't what you figured, is it, Sheriff?
Well, I should say not. That'd just tip off this gang of smugglers if that's what they are, and they would get away clean. Now, what you boys got to do is to go right out to that house like you rented from Stephen who's going to live there. Then, while you're staying in the house, you can search all over it carefully and watch for trouble. I got an idea you won't see any action till another package comes to the gate. The mail carrier is going to leave it in the box just the same as if nothing had happened.
Then me and Elmer run out and get the package.
Yes, and we get the evidence, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, then we arrest a fella and bring him into the sheriff.
No, that's all wrong, boys. When the mail carrier brings that package, you don't do nothing about it. Just watch it. Watch it without anybody seeing you, and wait for somebody to come and get it.
Oh, and when we do see somebody get the package out of the mailbox, what do we do then?
You and me arrest the fellow, asshole, Si.
Oh, is that all, Sheriff?
That's all. But if this gang is as big and dangerous as I think they are, be careful that they don't get you first.
Well, that's a nice, pleasant little thought for the sheriff to leave with the boys. And a good start for the detectives on the great mystery of the Old River House. Your own announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.